For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has issued an emergency declaration for California, allowing counties affected by wildfires to get federal assistance. The declaration highlights a massive fire in Redding that's doubled its size in one day. One woman says her two children and their great-grandmother were killed, which raises the death toll to five people. CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox says the extreme weather is what makes this fire so dangerous.
We're seeing fire behavior in this part of California that's never been witnessed by firefighters in a generation.
On Thursday, vicious winds blew the flames into the city of Redding. Thousands of residents scrambled to flee as the fire torched block after block of neighborhoods. Most have not been allowed back into the evacuation area to see if their homes survived. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, it's tough to do the things you need to do when you're not getting quality sleep. I don't know, because I've been settling for the sleep my old pillow was giving me, but not anymore. With my pillow, I get that deep feeling refreshed the next morning sleep I need and deserve. Look, I can't do the things I need to do without the kind of restorative sleep my pillow gives me night after night. And now for the summer, my pillow's brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code USA. That's promo code USA. If you want that quality sleep that makes you feel like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer now. Get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My Pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of My Pillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the Buy One, Get One offer. That's MyPillow.com.
CBS Chairman Les Moonves is facing sex-related allegations. An article in The New Yorker alleges that six women said he sexually harassed them. Moonves acknowledged to the magazine there were times decades ago when he may have made some women uncomfortable. The man behind the InfoWars website, Alex Jones, has been suspended from Facebook for alleged bullying and hate speech. The conspiracy theorist's personal profile was banned for 30 days after it was found to have uploaded four videos published on pages that went against community standards. Those videos have been removed, and InfoWars and Jones's pages are close to being unpublished due to community standards violations, according to a Facebook statement. YouTube also removed Alex Jones' videos earlier this week and said his InfoWars website faced permanent removal. InfoWars has not commented. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The lawyer for Stormy Daniels was back in court. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
At Friday's hearing on former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's request for a gag order against the lawyer for adult film star Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti says he's confident the gag order will not be approved against him. Abby says more women will be coming forward who say they've received hush payments from either Cohen for Trump or by National Enquirer publisher AMI, a supporter of Trump.
As soon as those clients green light me to release information and details relating to their prospective cases, I will release that information.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump's Health and Human Services Department appointee resigned on Friday after a flux of controversies regarding anti-Muslim statements and spreading conspiracies. Samina Barreto, appointed in December to a communications post, was placed on leave in April following media reports that she used social media to spread conspiracy theories about a supposed pizza shop sex ring and made inflammatory remarks about Muslims. After issuing a public apology, Barreto returned to work but was removed from her post as Deputy Director of Communications and reassigned to Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families. Barreto's resignation is the third from the HHS following Gavin Smith, a communications staffer who publicly attacked lawmakers and reporters, and Tim Clark, who served as a White House